On days like Janmashtami, we should hear about the Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela of the Lord. And of course, Leela is based on a strong foundation of philosophical understanding and tattva. So Krishna tattva and Krishna Leela, they go hand in hand together. So we want to concentrate a little bit on Krishna tattva and the various verses and subtopics to establish Krishna. Vrijendranandan, Sri Krishna, is the most complete form of God. The first topic we want to discuss is that Sri Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. This is some shastric evidence to prove that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. There's Bhagavan Nisringa, and Bhagavan Maman, and Bhagavan Ram, and Bhagavan Korma, and Bhagavan Vishnu, and Bhagavan Narayan. But only one, Sri Krishna, is known as Swayam Bhagavan. And this is the proof. At Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 3, Verse 28, explains how only Sri Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, the Paramatattva, the Supreme Truth. This is the last two lines of the verse, or the first two lines. Ete chamsha kala pumsa, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. In this part of the verse, these two paras, says that all the avatars, which were previously listed in chapter 3 of the first canto, up to verse 28, all those avatars are mentioned. Now, in a summary way, Shukadeva or Vyasadeva is saying, of all these avatars that I've already mentioned, described, which include Ram and Nisringa, Narayan, Vishnu, etc., they are all the parts and parts of the parts of the Supreme Person, Bhagavan. However, only Sri Krishna is the original Swayam Bhagavan. And that Swayam Bhagavan is none other than Brijendranandan, Sri Krishna, the lover of Sri Radha. The following verse also establishes Krishna as the worshipable Lord and the son of Brijendranandan. And this verse was spoken or written by Srinath Chakravarti, who was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya, and I believe he was a disciple of Srivas Thakur. Srinath Thakur is his famous devotee. And in this verse, he describes in a nutshell, the complete teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom he was a contemporary of. Although some people say that this verse was spoken by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, it's generally accepted in Gaudiya Sampradaya that it was written by Srinath Chakravarti. Aradya Bhagavan Brajeshatanyas Tadama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachirupasna Vrajabadu Vargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarta Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matam Idam Tratrardaro Naparaha. This is actually a key shloka to understand all the Tattva Siddhanta in Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. The verse says, Bhagavan Brijendranandan, Sri Krishna, is our only worshipful object. In the same way that Brijendranandan Sri Krishna is worshipful, so is his transcendental abode, Sridham Vrindavan. The mood or bhav by which the young brides of Braja, the damsels of Braj, the Brajavadu, the mood, the Ramya Upasana, the mood which they worshipped Krishna in, especially Srimati Radhika, that Ramya Upasana, and that most pleasing and satisfying mood of worship, that is the highest perfectional form of love of God. Srimad Bhagavatam is spotless, Amalam Puranam, is the immaculate scriptural evidence of this philosophical point. It is a Shabda Praman. And Krishna Prem, Prema Pumarto Mahan, is the supreme objective of life. It is the fifth and highest goal of life. It is beyond dharma, art, kam, and moksha, mundane religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and impersonal liberation. These are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We hold this conclusion, Siddhanta, in supreme regard, adar, and have no inclination or respect for any other conclusion or cheating opinions. And Jiva Dharma number 2 of the Dashamul Stotra, our Mahajan Acharya Thakur Bhaktivinod, establishes that Swayam Bhagavan Rajendra Nandan Sri Krishna is a lover of Sri Radha. Haris Tvaikam Tattvam Vidishiva Suresha Pranamita Yadevedam Brahma Prakriti Rahitam Tat Tvanu Maha Paratmatas Yamsho Jagaranu Gato Vishwajanaka Savai Radha Kanto Navajalada Kantish Cha Udaya. Indeed, Sri Hari, to whom Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and other demigods continuously offer pranam, is the only supreme absolute truth. Nirvishesh Brahma, or Brahman, that is devoid of potency or shakti, is simply the bodily effulgence of Sri Hari. Mahavishnu, who has created the universe and who has entered into the universe as the indwelling supersoul of all, Antaryami Paramatma, is simply a partial manifestation of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. That Swayam Bhagavan Sri Hari alone, the very form of transcendental reality, Chit Sarup, whose complexion is the color of a freshly formed thundercloud, is Radhakant, the lover of Srimati Radhika. Savai Radhakanta Navajalada Kantish Chit Udhai. This is from Brahma Samhita, verse 1 by Lord Brahma. The Mahajan, Dwadasa Mahajan Brahmaji, establishes definitively that Sri Krishna is the origin of all and the primary cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachirananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Sri Krishna Govinda is the embodiment of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Govinda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Govinda is the controller of all lesser controllers, and Govinda is the source of all incarnations. Sri Krishna Govinda has no beginning, origin, though he, Govinda, is the source of everything, and Krishna Govinda is the primary cause of all causes. Thus spoke Brahmaji. Vyasa Muni, in the very second chapter, verse 11 of first canto, he establishes that Swayam Bhagavan, that absolute truth, manifests himself in three different ways or three different purposes. And this is understood by the gyanis and wise men. 1-2-11 Bhagavat. Badanti tat tatva vidas yad yad tajgyanam advayam rameti paramatmeti Bhagavan iti shabhyate. Wise men, seers of the truth, who understand the nature of that absolute truth, they describe that non-dual truth in three ways as Brahman, Paramatma, and Swayam Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Our Mahajanacharya Krishna's Kaviraj Kasturi Manjari establishes in Adi Lila 265 that the One Absolute Truth manifests Himself in three features. Basically, he puts the Sanskrit verse in his own Bengali for the edification of the Bengali folks, Bengali Vaishnavas. Advaya Jnana Tattva Vastu Krishna Sarup Brahmatma Bhagavan Natina Tanarup. Sri Krishna Himself is the one undivided absolute truth and the ultimate reality, Tattva Vastu. Advaya Jnana Tattva Vastu Krishna Sarup. The Sarup of Krishna, Krishna's own nature, His Sarup, is Tattva Vastu and Advaya Jnana, knowledge without duality, in other words, absolute knowledge. But He manifests Himself in three features, Brahma, Atman, Bhagavan, teen rup, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. This is also corroborated in other Puranas. In Vishnu Puran, part 6, chapter 5, verse 47, it says, this is a very famous verse Srila Prabhupada would repeatedly speak this verse to describe the opulences or definition, actually defines Bhagavan this way. The definition of Bhagavan, Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yasushasriya Jnana Vairagya Yoshchaiva Shanam Bhagam Itingana. Bhagavan is defined as he who possesses all opulences in full. Bhagavan has complete beauty. Bhagavan has complete fame. Bhagavan has complete wealth. Bhagavan has complete strength, knowledge, and renunciation. All these qualities, these six qualities, fame, wealth, strength, knowledge, renunciation, and beauty are manifest in Bhagavan Sri Krishna to the fullest, unlimited extent. And our Mahajanacharya, Krishna's Kaviraj, is telling in Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verse 7, he establishes the point that the One Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, displays many expansions and potencies for enjoying His Leela. Advaya Jnana Tattva Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Sarup Shakti Rupe Tanra Haya Avastan. Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is the non-dual absolute truth. Advaya Jnana Tattva. He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through His Sarup Shakti Srimati Radhika, the potency manifested from His own form, Rupe Tanra, Sri Krishna facilitates the manifold expansions of His divine pastimes. The Chandogya Upanishad has a very important verse which describes Krishna, although the word Krishna is not mentioned, but the word Shyam is mentioned. Very beautiful. Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. So this is the Upanishads we heard from the Puranas already, Vishnu Puran, Bhagavat Puran, and also the Upanishads, like Isopanishad, and the Vedas. The Vedas, Upanishads, and Puranas, they prove that Sri Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. This is some Praman, Shastra Praman from one Upanishad, known as Chandogya Upanishad. Chandogya. This is section 8, chapter 13, verse 1. Shamach Chabalam Prapadye. Shabalach Chamam Prapadye. By serving Sham, one attains the transcendental abode of Sham, which is full of spiritual bliss and astonishing variegated leelas. By rendering service to that variegated transcendental abode, one attains Shyam Sundar Sri Krishna. Of course, the word abode may also refer to Radhika. By serving Shyam, one attains Srimati Radhika. Another translation of this verse from Chandogya Upanishad. Shamach Chabalam Prapadye Shabalach Chaimam Prapadye. By rendering service to Shyam, one attains his transcendental abode. Shamach Chabalam Prapadye Shabalach Chaimam Prapadye. For receiving the mercy of Krishna, I surrender unto Radha, Krishna's supreme potency. And for receiving the mercy of Krishna's potency, Radha, I surrender unto Krishna. The word Shabala means Sarva Shakti, complete potencies, which means Srimati Radharani. This is a verse, as I mentioned, at the Vedas, the Upanishads. We heard from Vishnu Puran and Bhagavat Puran. We heard from Upanishads. Of course, Isha Upanishad is also there. And we heard from Brahma Samhita. Now, this is actually a verse in Veda. So it is a fact that the Vedas, because the Vedas means the original Shrutis. There's the Shrutis and the Smritis. The Vedas means the Shrutis, which means the Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, and Atharva Veda, the four original Vedas. And other books are the Upanishads, or they're considered also the original Vedas. But generally there's Smritis or commentaries on those Shrutis. But even in the Rig Veda, section 1, chapter 22, verse 164, there's a verse that says, Apashyam Gopam, Apashyam Gopam Gopam Anipadyamanama Chapara Chapati Patibi Patibish Charantam Sa Sadrichi Savish Vishuchir Vasana Avarivarti Bhuvaneshvanta. I beheld a boy who appears in the dynasty of cowherd men. He is infallible and indestructible. He moves mysteriously. Sometimes he comes very near and sometimes he goes very far away. He is attired in fine silks, in riotous hues, which means multifarious colors. In this way, he repeatedly exhibits his manifest and unmanifest pastimes. And of course, the Bhagavad Gita explains that nothing is superior to Krishna. All of these verses, of course, are establishing that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He is the supreme form of Bhagavan. And no other form is the Swayam Bhagavan. This is in Bhagavad Gita, which is sometimes called Gita Upanishad. Chapter 7, verse 7. Matak prataram nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre maniganaiva. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, Hey Arjun, there is nothing superior to me. Everything is dependent on me. Everything is resting on me as pearls are strung in the thread. This is a famous verse which establishes that Krishna is the supreme master and everyone is his servant. Prabhupada would like to speak on this first line very often. This is Mahajan Krishnadas Kaviraj explaining Adi Lila 5.142. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Britya Ekaleshvara Krishna Arasava Britya Jari Jache Nachaya Setaiche Kare Nritya. Lord Krishna alone is the supreme controller, and all others are his servants. They dance as he makes them do so. And also in Adi Lila, chapter 6, verse 85, Krishna's Kaviraj explains that some people don't accept this. They don't accept that Krishna is the supreme master and that they should dance according to his tune or desire. Some accept Krishna and others don't. Nevertheless, the fact remains that everyone is Krishna's servant. Kehamani kehanamani sabatanra das jenamani tarahaise papenash. Some accept Krishna where others do not, yet everyone is Krishna's servant. One who does not accept Krishna will be ruined by his own sinful activities. Papenash. Now back to another Upanishad, very famous Upanishad. There are 108 Upanishads, and this is Gopal Tapani Upanishad, which is very dear and near to the Vaishnavas, especially Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gopal Tapani Upanishad, chapter 1, verse 21. Eko Vashi Sarvaga Krishna Idya. Eko Vashi, the one self-controlled, or the one supreme controller, the one controller of all, the all-pervading Sarvaga. Eko Vashi Sarvaga Krishna Idya. The one controller of all, the all-pervading, unparalleled Parabrahman Krishna, is the supreme worshipable object for the demigods, Idya. He is a worshipable object for humans and all living beings also. Only the one all-pervading supreme controller, Sri Krishna, should be worshipped, according to the Gopal Tapani Upanishad. And the Bhagavad Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam, establishes that Krishna is the soul of all souls. This is in Brahma Stuti, chapter 14 of 10th canto, verse 55. Krishna menam avehi tvam atmanam akhilatmanam. Actually, this is after Brahma Stuti. This is Shukadeva Goswami summarizing it all to King Parikshit. He says, O King, you should know that Krishna is the Atma of all Atmas. He is the supreme soul of all souls. This is from Brahma Samhita again, very wonderful verse, where Brahma himself is realizing after having darshan of Krishna, Shamam Tribhanga Lalitam, Shamam Tribhanga, Tribhanga Lalitam Sri Krishna and Braja Dham. Then Brahma concluded in verse 39, there may be so many other avatars and so many Bhagavans, but Krishna is the supreme. Ramadi murti shukala niyamena tishtan nana avatara makarod bhuvanesha kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat parama pumanyo Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. I, Lord Brahma, I worship the Adipurusha, the original personality, Sri Govinda, who manifests himself in the material world as Sri Ramachandra, and in so many other incarnations, or simply Krishna's plenary portions and sub-portions. And I worship that Adipurusha who personally appears in the form of Sri Krishna. This is from one of the tantras, which is very much quoted by the Vaishnavas. It's called the Satvata Tantra. It's also mentioned by Mahajan Krishna's Kaviraj in Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 77, and also Madhya Lila, chapter 20, verse 251. Vishnos tu chuni rupani purushakyanyato vidu ekam tu mahata shrashtri dutiyam twanda samstitam tritiyam sarvabhutastam tanigyatva vimuchyate. For material creation, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna's plenary expansion assumes three Vishnu forms. The first Vishnu is Mahavishnu, who creates the total material energy known as the Mahatattva. The second form of Krishna's plenary expansion is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, who enters into all the universes to create diversities in each of them. The third form of Krishna's plenary expansion is Shirodakshayi Vishnu. He is diffused as the all-pervading Supersoul in all the universes, and he is known as Paramatma. Shirodakshayi Vishnu is present even within the atoms. Anyone who knows these three Vishnu forms of Krishna becomes liberated from material entanglement, in the clutches of Maya. And in Adi Lila, Kaviraj, chapter 4, verse 10, he's explaining about the descents of the Lord. Purna Bhagavana Avatari Jekale, Ara Sabha Avatara Tante Asimile. When the complete Supreme Personality of God descends, Purna Bhagavan, all other incarnations of the Lord meet together within him. In other words, all the incarnations are within Krishna because he's a Sarva Avatari. And in the Adi Lila later, in verse 11 and 12 of the fourth Adi, fourth chapter, he says, Narayana Chaturvyuha Matsyadi Avatar Yuga Manvantara Avatara Jata Achayar Sabayasi Krishnange Haya Avatirna Aichay Avatare Krishna Bhagavana Purna. Lord Narayan, the four primary expansions, Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, Matsya, and the other Leela incarnations, the Yuga avatars, the Purusha avatars, the Manvantara incarnations, and as many incarnations as they are, they all descend in the body of Sri Krishna. In this way, the complete Supreme Godhead Lord Krishna himself appears. Krishna Bhagavan Purna. And next verse 13 of Adi Lila 4. That previous verse establishes that Vishnu is but an expansion of an expansion of an incarnation of Krishna. So this verse explains, although it appears to the external eye, that Krishna kills the various demons in Vrindavan Leela and other places. But it's not Krishna who kills the demons, but the Vishnu expansions that are within him which do it. And Krishna's coverage explains, Ateva Vishnu Takan Krishna Sharire Vishnu Dore Kare Krishna Asura Samhare. At that time, Lord Vishnu is present in the body of Krishna, and Sri Krishna kills the demons through the agency of Lord Vishnu. Asura Samhare. He completely destroys and takes away everything. Asura Samhare, the demons. Vishnu Dwari, through the doorway, Vishnu Dwara, through the doorway of Vishnu. He opens the door of his heart to the different incarnations, and one Vishnu form comes out and vanquishes that particular demon. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself is establishing that he is the controller, he's the enjoyer, he's everything. Not Vishnu, not Ram, he's saying me. Krishna is speaking in Bhagavad Gita, aham. That's in the fifth chapter, 29th verse, which Prabhupada often referred to as the peace formula. Sri Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, controller, and well-wisher of everyone. Bhaktaram Yagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantam Richati. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me, Sri Krishna, to be the ultimate enjoyer of all sacrifices and austerities, and the supreme Lord and controller of all controllers, and the well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from all material miseries. And Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Sridhar Dev Goswami, gave this elaborate translation of 529. Arjun, your anxiety will subside when you come to understand that everything is in my hands and that I am not your enemy. Rather, I am your very dear friend, Arjun. I have a friendly relationship with you. I am all in all, but I am your well-wisher and friend. When you come to realize this, you will be in real peace. Otherwise, you will always have to worry without end. And later in 9th chapter of Gita, verse 24, Krishna establishes in the mind of Arjuna, his shishya, and in the mind of all pious jivas, that Krishna is the only enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. Although generally we hear of Vishnu yagyas, Narayan yagyas, and we do so much puja to the Vishnu and the Narayan puja. It's a very common home or yagya people do in their houses, Satyanarayan puja, assuming that Vishnu, Yajnavai Vishnu, Yajnavai Vishnu, assuming that Vishnu is the receiver of all sacrifices and the Lord of all sacrifices, or Satyanarayan. But in Gita, Krishna is telling something different. Aham hi sarva yajnanam, yajnanam, bhokta cha prabhureva cha, natu mam, natu mam abhijananti, tatvenatash chayvantite. Arjun, I am the only enjoyer and the master of all sacrifices. Sarva yagya bhokta. Aham. Aham sarva yagya bhokta. Yagyanam bhokta. I, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, am the only, certainly and surely, I am the only enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. Therefore, na abhijananti, na vigyan, na jana, those that don't understand this and don't recognize my true transcendental nature, they fall down. Chaivanti te. If they don't know na jana tattva, na abhijana tattva, if they don't know this truth, then nashoga. Now, further proof, this was the Gita and the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Rig Veda and the Puranas. We heard from the Chandogya Upanishad. Now there's another Upanishadic Praman to establish that Sri Krishna in Vrindavan is a Swayam Bhagavan, the original and complete form of Bhagavan. This is very much quoted by Srila Prabhupada from the Katha Upanishad, section 2, chapter 2, verse 13. Nityo nityananam chaitanash chaitananam eko bahunam yo viridyati kaman. Nityo nityanam chaitanash chaitananam eko bahunam yo viridyati kaman. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is the chief eternal being amongst all eternal beings, and a supreme conscious being among all conscious beings. That one supreme, Sri Krishna, fulfills the desires of all the others and provides them with everything they need. This is from Krishna's Kaviraj, Adi 2, verse 38. Narayan means the shelter of all jivas. Nara shabde kahi sarva jivera nichai. Ayana shabdeti kahi tahara ashray. The word Nara in Narayan refers or means the aggregate or sum total of all living beings. And the word Ayan in Narayan refers to the refuge of them all, or Ashraya, the shelter. Thus the name Narayana or Narayan means he who gives shelter to all jivas in this shelterless world, or he who is most compassionate. And Narayan is merely a plenary portion of Bhagavan Sri Krishna to carry out that function in the material world. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 21:46. Mukya gona vritti kimva anvaya vyatireke vedara pratigya keval kahaye krishnake. Whether one analyzes the Veda according to its primary or secondary meanings, by positive, whether the mukya vritti or the gona vritti, the chief meaning or the secondary meaning, or by the means of, he analyzes the Vedas by the means of positive or negative analysis. Anvaya vyatireke. It will still be established that the Veda solely and only speaks about Sri Krishna. Pratigya, Veda Pratigya, Veda Pratigya Kabal Kahaye Krishna. Veda Pratigya, the ultimate declaration, the solemn statement, the solemn promise, Pratigya. So Krishna's Kaviraj is one of our Mahajanacharyas of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He's very boldly saying that the whole Veda, which means the Shrutis, Rig Veda, Tarva Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda. If you analyze the whole Veda, according to the Mukhya Vritti, the main or chief or primary meaning, or even secondary hidden meanings, Gona Vritti, or even directly or indirectly, the ultimate declaration one will find is that Krishna is the supreme Bhagavan. Krishna states in the chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita that he is the source of all knowledge and the only source of spiritual knowledge. Sarvasya cha ham riti sannivishto matasmatir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa saveraham eva vedyo vedanta krid vedavideva cha ham. Arjun, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Vedaischa saver aham eva vedyo, aham eva vedyo. Vedaischa saver. Krishna is saying emphatically, establishing for all time, for all men and women, people, Krishna is saying, I am the only subject to be known in all the Vedas. In other words, if you study the Vedas, the Shrutis, the Smritis, the Upavedas, the corollaries, the Itihasas, and the Sahitya, and the Mahabharata, and the 18 Puranas, and 108 Upanishads, and the Ramayana, and you don't come to the conclusion of Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna and Krishna alone is the Swayam Bhagavan, then you have not understood the Vedas. Because Krishna is saying, Gita Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, I am the Veda. Vedaischa saver aham eva vedyo. I am to be known in all the Vedas. And I know the Vedas. I am the Vedas. The Vedas are me. And this is in Bhagavad Gita, a very tasty verse to close this discussion on Swayam Bhagavan. Verses to establish the Praman or Shastric evidence that Krishna, not Ram, not Narayan, Vishnu, Dasavatar, or Purushavatars, Gunavatars, they are not the Supreme, the Swayam Bhagavan, the Supreme Ultimate Original Form of Godhead, but Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna, He is. So Krishna states about His vibhutis and opulences in a very beautiful verse in Bhagavad Gita 7:8. Rasoham apsukonteya prabhasmi shashi suryayo pranava saravedeshu shabdake purusham nrishu. O Arjun, son of Kunti, I am the taste rasaham. Rasaham, I am the taste of water. Rasaham apsu, or rasaham, I am ras. I am the embodiment of ras. Prabha, prabhashashi, prabhasurya, I am the light. Shashi prabha, surya prabha, I am the light of the sun and the moon. Pranava sarvaveda, I am the pranava omkar, I am the syllable om in all the Vedic mantras. Shabda k, I am the sound in sky, the sound in ether. And Purusham Nrishu, I am the ability in men. Sri Krishna, Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai. Swagatam Krishnam, Swagatam Krishnam, Swagatam Krishnam.